The staff and volunteers at CGSF wish you a jolly,
merry,
happy,
joyful,
fantastic,
exciting,
fancy,
magnificent,
remarkable,
special,
white,
sparkling,
terrific,
stunning,
festive,
and
wonderful
holiday
season.
How you doing? It's Cheese, Please with Snarf Dude and Daffodil. Don't forget that, even though it sounds like it's New Year's.
That's because it is New Year's.
Well, yeah, that's right. It is New Year's, at least where we are anyway.
New Year's Eve.
And, you know, it's been a number of years Daffodil has been bugging me about doing this whole shtick about Auld Lang Syne. We did it many years ago. She loves it, okay? She loves it.
It's one of my favorite songs. It's very sentimental. And this is the one night of the year when everyone has to listen to it. So I thought we should have to listen to it multiple times.
Yeah, and up until fairly recently, like a day ago, I said no. But then I found the free music archive that had multiple slightly odd and weird versions of Auld Lang Syne. So that's what's going on this week.
Settle in, dear listener, because
yes,
you're going to hear Auld Lang Syne, followed by Auld Lang Syne. Followed by Auld Lang Syne, you get the picture.
And we've got multiple different versions of Auld Lang Syne and a variety of different versions. Including,
and styles.
Including one that sounds like from a horror movie, strangely enough.
Well, some people think, you know, a new year is a horrible idea. So.
That may be. So let's get the thing going with Love Bite and the 8-bit video game 1980s version of Auld Lang Syne shortly, but we're starting off with the Auld Lang Syne hop right here on
It Is New Year's Eve on Cheese Please.
Thank you.
a fork and knife. Radio goes with life.
Keys, please.
ありがとうござい
with Love Bite and a reminiscent trip down 1980s 8-bit game memory lane, I think, on that one.
That might possibly be the most cheese-please version of Auld Lang Syne I've ever heard.
Oh, it was a little intense, I admit. I had to back off my ears to that, but you know what? That's kind of cool.
It is extra fun.
And before that, we had Caffeinic.
That'll do.
Okay, and the Auld Lang Syne Hop. On the show this week, my name is Surf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to a New Year's Eve edition of Cheese Please.
As we sit here in the bunker, nice and warm, getting ready. As a matter of fact, our screw bottle champagne's ready to go. Can you hear this? Hear a bit of the...
A little bit of hiss.
A little bit of hiss. Let me try that again. Ah, that's disappointing. Oh, well, you know. Hopefully it'll be a little better as we get ready to open as midnight approaches, and we're, I don't know, a few minutes away, because I don't have the clock in front of me.
I know, but at the end of the show, it'll be midnight. It's all good.
Oh, good, good. You had some facts about that
whole thing.
Auld Lang Syne, of course.
Auld Lang Syne. Not Zine. It's not Z. It's an S.
Okay.
Auld Lang Syne is a popular song in the English-speaking world. It's The text is a poem that was written by Robert Burns in 1788.
Okay, that far back?
That far back.
Wow.
It was based on an older Scottish folk song.
Okay.
And it was actually set to the tune in 1799.
Wow, we've been doing Auld Lang Syne for over 200 years.
Yep. And it is used for a lot of different things.
Like what?
Well, in addition to New Year's Eve, it is also quite often used for weddings.
Really?
Funerals.
Oh.
Graduations.
Hey!
Basically, anytime you're having a change.
Oh, okay.
Traditionally sung at the conclusion of New Year's gatherings around the world.
So when it's a new day, I can get up in the morning and play Auld Lang Syne on the clock radio to wake me up.
That is true.
Change, you know.
And the funny thing is, in addition to all those things, it's also used if a country leaves the British Commonwealth to have its own independence.
Yeah.
As they lower the Union Jack for the final time, they play Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, okay. That's a rather different place to play it, in my mind.
It is. Perhaps we should play some more.
Yes. Maybe they will play one of these versions when the country leaves the Commonwealth.
You never know.
Shortly, we have the horror movie version of Auld Lang Syne called Auld Lang Syne by Memory Cellar. But we're starting off with the Ron Whipley Disco Machine. He's not hypey enough. And Auld Lang Syne, right here on...
It's Cheese Please New Year's.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, Mr. Ronnie Whipley!
Hi there! Yeah, I love you! I love you all! Hey, you wanna hear some ukulele?
Thank you.
with the Selly Twins. Hey, look in the corner, Daffodil. There's Linda Blair spinning her head.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
I was thinking that if Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Chucky, Ghostface, Pinhead, and Pennywise the Clown had a New Year's Eve party, that's the version they would play.
That's pretty much it of Auld Lang Syne. And before that, I swear that guy should be on The Simpsons.
It sounds like something from The Simpsons.
The Ronnie Ripley disco machine doing his version of Auld Lang Syne, only as long as he has time to do it, because he's got to go back and babysit somebody. That's weird.
It was weird, but it's cheese, please. Of course it's weird.
Yes, my name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and definitely your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird this week.
Daffodil, why did you forget to get the noisemakers?
Because they're noisy.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to be noisy.
I don't like them. They make the dog bark.
Okay, fine. So the best we can do around here to say Happy New Year is like, hey! So
do
is
your,
that okay?
Do your Kermit the Frog, yeah! Exactly.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say, do you know the first place in the world that celebrates New Year's?
No.
It is Tonga in the Pacific Ocean.
Tonga?
Yes. Do you know where the last place in the world is to welcome the New Year?
No.
American Samoa.
American Samoa. That's a bit of a colony, right?
It's an island.
Okay. And Tonga is a bit of a island, or is it like...
It's also an island.
Or is it Gilligan's Island?
No, not Gilligan's Island.
No. Well, even Gilligan's Island had people on it, but...
Both of those islands have people living there, yes.
Otherwise, there's no point of actually celebrating the New Year when there's nobody on the island because it's uninhabited.
No. All right, more music.
We have, this time around, shortly we have Rene, Vis, and Auld Lang Syne, but we're starting off with Fresh Nelly and that lovely song we're playing on the show this week, which is...
Auld Lang Syne on Cheese, Please.
We'll be right back. should old acquaintance be forgotten.
With Rene Viss and his version of Auld Lang Syne's got that whole get up and dance to it type thing.
It does.
And before that, pretty much the same thing for Fresh Nelly. And what was that song, Daffodil?
I think it was Auld Lang Syne.
Exactly. Sensing a theme here, dear listener? If you're just joining us now, we're playing Auld Lang Syne multiple times.
Because that's what you should do on New Year's Eve.
Apparently.
We're providing you with a New Year's Eve dance party of Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, Daffodil, look, the TV. The TV, they're doing the countdown.
Oh, it's time.
I'll turn it up. 28. I hooked up the TV to the audio board earlier.
So that the listener can hear the countdown, too.
Well, it's the only way to do it. 20 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Want to say something quickly?
I'm so excited.
Want to say something?
Snarf Dude's New Year's resolution is to be a better person.
Okay.
And my New Year's resolution is also to be a better person.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! No, they're on the TV. We're watching it. Okay. Okay.
All right.
We made it to New Year's. I'm going to turn the TV down now.
We made it to another year. We survived in another entire year.
Yeah. And we're going to end off our Old Lang Syne tribute to something a lot of people can relate to. Until next week, folks.
What's the name of the song?
1 Minute to Midnight, or How I Spent New Year's Eve 2005.
By Mr. Melvis.
On?
Jeez, please.
Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
Sample of Dewacky, Dwarfed into Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.